Well, Griffin Johnson is with us. He is the pride of North Central Area High School, NCA Schools. How you doing, man?
Doing really good. How about yourself, Jack?
Hey, man. Staying alive, you know.
Better than always.
The alternatives, I think. And not only are you from North Central Schools, but, of course, from Bay College and the LSSU Business Professionals of America group. You guys did a real nice trip in Chicago and competed very well, you in particular. So tell me about what this competition is. You're not hitting home runs and throwing touchdown passes. It's a little bit different, eh?
Yeah, a little bit. So I would just start with a breakdown of one of our events, right? Ethics and professionalism. So what we're going to do is we go into a room. It's called a prep room for about 20 minutes. We get a case study that everyone that's competing in the event receives, and we've got about 20 minutes to break down and create a 5 to 7 minute presentation touching on some very specific points that they have listed for us in this case. And then after that 20 minutes is up, we go present that to either one, two, or sometimes three judges, and they score us depending on how they feel that we handled the material. And that's the gist of one of the events. And, you know, that was the one that I was blessed to be able to take first in this year.
Well, you took first, but you also took second and third and others. So you almost cleaned up. How do these things, Griff, how do they differ? Like, is it a different task or a different question you're answering or a different, prospect you're talking about? What's different about these various things that you guys, not just you, but the others had to go through?
Yeah, so prepared speech would differ in the way that there is no prep time for the event, that we're not giving anything beforehand. What they're asking you with that event is you have a 5 to 7 minute speech prepared beforehand of the event, and then you're just going to show up to your event time. Say it's at 2:30 p.m. You're going to walk in there, have a minute to set up whatever you need to set up and get your bearings together, and then you're going to go ahead and give that presentation to the judges, and they'll score you accordingly. And with contemporary issues, similar to ethics and professionalism, except it's going to be a 3 to 5 minute presentation, and the prep time is only going to be about 10 minutes. And what they'll do is this year they gave us 4 issues that we could choose from, and we had to just walk into the room, look at the paper, pick one, and create a 3 to 5 minute presentation for them on that. And that's just how they differ a little bit. So it's kind of same tasks for the most part, but little different caveats for each.
Now, do they throw left turns at you? Like, okay, you're gonna have to do one on, Donald Trump is the Antichrist, something like that.
That's usually only for contemporary issues. They'll sneak a couple in there where you're like, man, I'm not really sure if I wanna touch on this. But for the most part, they do leave some lighter topics in there. I know this year was, for my topic that I took third in that event, was who is someone who has changed your career the most. And that was a much easier topic to go across than, as you said there, if Donald Trump was the Antichrist.
No, I think you said Jack Hall right there, right? You just said.
Yeah, right. 100%, 100%.
Tell me about your teammates, because it wasn't just you.
Yeah, me and my teammate Tragen Lippens had the opportunity to go down there. He's been the vice president for the past year with our club. He's helped me out so much. I couldn't have accomplished anything this year without him, between running any of our charitable events with the Warm Coats, Warm Hearts campaign, the Chain of Love. He was just fantastic this year. And Tragen did really well himself last year. As we know, he was able to take home 2 first places in both of his events, respectively. And we just are so blessed that our sponsors are willing to have us go down there and compete at the highest level, and they feel like we represent Bay College and LSSU in a way that is, becoming. And he's just awesome. He's going to be transferring to Northern next year, so won't be around to take care of business with me anymore, and I'll need to step it up because he's going to be tough to replace, that's for sure.
Now, you're still going to be sticking around a little while longer, hey?
Yes, I've got 1 year left in my degree, and I will be sticking around as part of the club for 1 more year and just hoping to accomplish some things that maybe we didn't accomplish this year and get some more people involved, because I feel like it's one of the most useful experiences that Bay College and the LSSU Regional Center have been able to offer me to further my educational steps and let me see things that I would not have seen without being a part of the club. Just very, very blessed in that sense.
Now, you did very well in Chicago there. Is there another step above that, or was that the end of the line there?
That was the end of the line for us at that point. We have two competitions each year at the state level, which is down in Davenport at their private business college. And then if you are to place in the top three of your respective event there, then you get the opportunity to go to Chicago like this year.
And last question, Griff, is when you're thinking of next year and getting, freshmen and new students, you want people to be in your group. You want people, you want numbers. So how do you go about doing that to keep the club strong? It's not just you.
Yeah, we try to go into each of the start off with Brent's business classes each year and kind of give a little presentation to them, a spiel as to what this club does for us. And then we just try to hang some posters in the hallway and get the announcements out through email. This year is going to be a bigger task. We did have some people join the club midway through last year, but they didn't always go compete at the competitive events, and that's totally fine. There was a lot of people that were helping us out with the Warm Coats for Warm Hearts and the Chain of Love campaign, but we're going to have to definitely reload this year, because I feel like, that this experience that you're able to have is, especially coming from a small town in the UP, it's really invaluable, and you need to just take a shot and see some things in life a little bit. So we're going to try to get as many people to want to be a part of this as we possibly can, and we'll see where it goes.